London, AP, King Charles III was crowned Saturday at Westminster Abbey, receiving the bejeweled St. Edward's crown in a ceremony built on ancient tradition at a time when the monarchy is striving to remain relevant in a fractured modern Britain. Trumpets sounded inside the medieval abbey and the congregation shouted, "God save the King," at a service attended by more than 2,000 guests, including world leaders, aristocrats and celebrities. Outside, thousands of troops, tens of thousands of spectators and a smattering of protesters converged. It was the culmination of a seven-decade journey for Charles from heir to monarch. To the royal family and government, the occasion, code-named Operation Golden Orb, was a display of heritage, tradition and spectacle unmatched around the world. The rite was expected to be watched by millions, though the awe and reverence the ceremony was designed to evoke are largely gone, and many greeted the day with a shrug. A few met it with disdain. Republican protesters gathered outside to holler, "Not my king," for a celebration of an institution they say stands for privilege and inequality, in a country of deepening poverty and fraying social ties. A handful were arrested. Nonetheless, thousands of people from across the UK and around the world camped overnight along a 1.3-mile, 2-kilometre, route that the King and his wife, Camilla, travelled to reach the Abbey in a gilt-trimmed, horse-drawn carriage. The church buzzed with excitement and was abloom with fragrant flowers and colourful hats as the congregation of international dignitaries and nobles arrived. Among them were US First Lady Jill Biden, French President Emmanuel Macron, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, 8 current and former British Prime Ministers and celebrities including Judi Dench, Emma Thompson and Lionel Richie. At a traditional Anglican service slightly tweaked for modern times, Charles, clad in crimson and cream robes, swore on a Bible that he is a true Protestant. But a preface was added to the coronation oath to say the Church of England will seek to foster an environment where people of all faiths and beliefs may live freely. And the epistle from the King James Bible was read by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, Britain's first Hindu leader. A gospel choir performed a newly composed Alleluia, and, for the first time, female clergy took part in the ceremony. It was also the first to include representatives of the Buddhist, Hindu, Jewish, Muslim, and Sikh faiths. In an ancient display of kingly power, Charles was anointed with oil from the Mount of Olives in the Holy Land and presented with an orb, swords and scepters, before Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby placed the solid gold crown bedecked with more than 400 precious stones on the monarch's head. As trumpets sounded, gun salutes were fired across the UK. For 1,000 years and more, British monarchs have been crowned in grandiose ceremonies that confirm their right to rule. Charles is the 40th sovereign to be crowned in the Abbey, and, at 74, the oldest. These days, the King no longer has executive or political power, and the service is purely ceremonial since Charles automatically became King upon death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, in September. The King does remain the UK's head of state and a symbol of national identity. And Charles will have to work to bring together a multicultural nation and shore up support for monarchy at a time when it is waning, especially among younger people. The anti-monarchy group Republic said 6 of its members, including its chief executive, were arrested as they arrived at a protest. Police have said they will have a low tolerance for people seeking to disrupt the day, sparking criticism that they are clamping down on free speech. The multi-million pound cost of all the pomp, the exact figure unknown, also rankled some amid a cost of living crisis that has meant many Britons are struggling to pay energy bills and buy food. Still, Charles has sought to lead a smaller, less expensive royal machine for the 21st century. His was a shorter affair than Elizabeth's 3-hour coronation, with fewer guests and an abbreviated procession, though there was still plenty to see. Judges in wigs, soldiers with gleaming medals attached to red tunics, members of the House of Lords, world royalty, heads of state, public servants, key workers and local heroes. The notoriously feuding royal family put on a show of unity. Heir to the throne Prince William, his wife, Kate, and their 3 children were all in attendance. William's younger brother Prince Harry, who has publicly sparred with the family, arrived alone. His wife Meghan and their children remained at home in California. Towards the end of the ceremony, William knelt before his father and pledged loyalty to the king, before kissing him on the cheek. Then Welby invited everyone in the abbey to swear true allegiance to the monarch. He invited people watching on television to pay homage, too, though that part of the ceremony was toned down after some criticized it as a tone-deaf effort to demand a public oath of allegiance for Charles. Today's public is very different from the audience that saw Elizabeth crowned. Almost 20% of the population now comes from ethnic minority groups, compared with less than 1% in the 1950s. More than 300 languages are spoken in British schools, and less than half of the population describe themselves as Christian. Still, people came from around the world, and across Britain, to be part of the occasion. It's just to be surrounded by love and to see our King Charles. He's our mainstay, said Jill Coughlin, a royal fan from Essex, east of London. We loved our queen and this is just further generations. So it's wonderful for us, absolutely wonderful. Associated Press writers Sylvia Way and Brian Melly contributed to this report. Follow app's coverage of King Charles III at https://apnews.com/hub/king-charles-edanica-kirke-and-jill-lawless, The Associated Press. The coronation of King Charles III will take place at Westminster Abbey on Saturday, May 6, 2023. AP photo, Peter De Jong, 2. JPG, caption. A policeman directs a family to the public viewing areas to watch Britain's King Charles III's procession to Westminster Abbey for his coronation in London Saturday, May 6, 2023. AP photo, Scott Garfitt, 2. JPG, caption. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden arrives at Westminster Abbey prior to the coronation ceremony of Britain's King Charles III in London Saturday, May 6, 2023. Jacob King, PA via AP, 2. JPG, caption. Anti-monarchy protesters demonstrate near the procession route for Britain's King Charles III coronation in London Saturday, May 6, 2023. AP photo, Scott Garfitt, 2. JPG, caption. Police ride on horsebacks at the mall before coronation of Britain's King Charles III in London Saturday, May 6, 2023. AP photo, John Super, Poole, 2. JPG, caption. Royal fans wait for Britain's King Charles III coronation ceremony in Hyde Park, in London, Saturday, May 6, 2023. AP photo, Emilio Morenati, 2. AP photo, Marcus Schreiber, 2. JPG, caption. Britain's King Charles III and Camilla, the Queen Consort, ride in the Diamond Jubilee State Coach past the Palace of Westminster on the way to their coronation ceremony, in London Saturday, May 6, 2023. AP photo, Marcus Schreiber, 2. JPG, caption. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden arrives at Westminster Abbey prior to the coronation ceremony of Britain's King Charles III in London Saturday, May 6, 2023. Jacob King, PA via AP, 2. JPG, caption. People sit on tribunes in the rain next to Buckingham Palace prior to the coronation ceremony for Britain's King Charles III in London, Saturday, May 6, 2023. AP photo, Frank Osteen, 2. JPG, caption. People sit on tribunes in the rain next to Buckingham Palace prior to the coronation ceremony for Britain's King Charles III in London, Saturday, May 6, 2023. AP photo, Frank Osteen, 2. JPG, caption. Britain's King Charles III is crowned with St. Edward's crown by the Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby during his coronation ceremony in Westminster Abbey, London, Saturday, May 6, 2023. Aaron Chown, Poole photo via AP, 2. JPG, caption. King Charles III, sits as he touches a book during the coronation ceremony at Westminster Abbey, London, Saturday, May 6, 2023. Jonathan Brady, Poole photo via AP, 2. AP photo, Marcus Schreiber, 2. King Charles III and Camilla the Queen Consort, members of the royal family and VIPs gathered at Westminster Abbey for the coronation service. Dan Charity, Poole photo via AP, 2.